This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. What a beautiful, awesome, blessed day that the Lord our God has made for us to rejoice. Of course, it's a Wednesday. It's a Father's Love show with myself, Lindiwe. And of course, I'm not alone. As always, I am with my partner in crime and everything, Bongani. We're so excited for today. I'm so excited. I don't know why I'm excited, but because this is the day that my Father has made for me to rejoice. So yes, good afternoon, Dimasiare, Molweni, Sanbonani, Goeiemiddag, and which other language did I miss out? So yeah, welcome to the Father's Love Show. Trust that you are well, you are blessed, you are still safe and healthy, and just expecting for great things for this year.
Yeah, expecting for great things this year. Not only this year, but today, because we have Dr. Sipho Zondi of Langa Baptist Church in Cape Town, South Africa, who will be joining us shortly, where we'll be talking about keeping the power of God. I wonder what it is in this month of love. Mm-hmm. We're going to be keeping the power of God, and I think the main text will be found in Jude 24-25. Jude has one chapter, Jude 24-25. So after this beautiful song by Benjamin Dube, we're going to be having Pastor Sipho Zondi of Langa Baptist, the Church Without Limits, here in Cape Town on this beautiful sunny Wednesday in Cape Town on the 16th of February 2022. Still the month of love. I wish we had time just to ask you, how was your Valentine or your Agape Day, whichever way you want to call it? But I'm still stuck, Lindy, on the part where you say, I'm your partner in crime. I don't want to be arrested. Benjamin Dube here, Jehovah is your name.
Holy after crime, this, not bad thing. Yeah,
that's better. That's better. Holy crime, I can live with that. Crime? Nah. I don't want to wear the orange ones.
Okay.
Yes, Benjamin Dube, Jehovah is your name. After this, with Bongani and Lindy on the Father's Love Show, 7 to 9 a.m., Cape Pulpit. That's where you at.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Yes, it is 7 to 9 a.m., Cape Pulpit. You are sitting with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful, the powerful, the awesome Lindy.
Why are you getting stuck?
No, I wanted to say the gorgeous. So, yeah, Lindy Msibi here on the Father's Love Show on this beautiful day, the 16th of February. Indeed, it is a Wednesday. Indeed, you are with your daily companion. Indeed, you are most welcome to join in on the conversation with us and send us a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657, 081-7291-657. Oh, guess what? Lindy, we just got excited because we are live on Facebook, 7 to 9 a.m. Radio Kapsa Council. That's where we are. So just make sure that you tune in there and watch this live. Don't forget to drop in a comment, a like. Go ahead and share, you know, the live streaming. Lindy, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So we have Dr. Sipho Zondi with us today, all the way from Langa Baptist Church in Cape Town, here in Cape Town. The Church Without Limits, coming to us to talk to us about keeping the power of God. Mfundis, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm doing great, man. The grace of God is keeping me.
Amen and amen. Amen. I heard that you were cutting some trees today.
In fact, I was in some of the trees, cutting trees at home. I like, getting on with the work myself. I like doing that. It keeps my body fresh.
Amen, 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 amen. Indeed. Yeah. Yeah, the Bible says, he who does not work mustn't eat. I don't know whether it connects
I'm taking my
that.
Juice, man. I'm taking my juice. I'm paying for my place here at home.
I'm telling you. Mfundisi, thank you so very much for taking time out to come and, share the word of God and what God has laid in your heart. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
As you've just mentioned, you are busy cutting some trees, but you know what? Because you love us and you love, sharing the word of God, you said, no, I'm going to be here. We just want to say, Lindy and myself and also the listeners, we just want to say thank you so very much for your precious time. Mfundisi, take it away. What is God saying to us today?
My brother and my sister and the listeners, thank you so much for creating an opportunity for me to say something about what God is speaking to me. In fact, from last year, and been speaking to me with this verse for quite some time. And it's sticking in my heart. It's sticking in my spirit and doesn't want to go away.
Amen.
More especially when you are seeing things that are happening around and hearing people that we know in the public figure getting divorced and hearing some Come marriages on. Failing and hearing people losing jobs and all kinds of things that are happening also in our country.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people are worried about the future and worried about the things that I have known that are changing so far.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of the servants of God, Jude, the brother of Jesus.
Yeah.
Jude pens a letter to believers, to us. And as he pens the letter, in fact, he was penning the letter directing it to the Christians from Jewish origin.
Mm.
But something that he says in the letter, because in the letter that he writes, he really talks about defending your faith.
Mm.
Talks about how to defend your faith. But in his writing, there are two verses.
Amen.
Oh no.
It looks like we have lost Mfundisi there. We're just going to go back and make sure that we try and reconnect with him very soon. If we can just be patient right there. And Lindiwe, it's very interesting that Mfundisi is talking about what is happening right now, in the public discourse. I just hope that we'll be able to get hold of him very soon.
Yeah, I love the fact that he, the scripture that he just quoted about Jude, and that what he is, Jude is talking about in this book, it's about, defending your faith, because with so many things that is happening around us, like he said, whatever that we are hearing today about, people getting divorced, people losing their jobs, and people going through so much. And that could really, really make other people to lose faith in certain things, based on what they are hearing and based on what it's happening, to other people. But I love the fact that Mfundisi, as much as you said all these things, but he said it's about keeping your faith. Mfundisi, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I was still saying that in this time, this time when there are a lot of things that are happening around us, the forces that are negative seem to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
The forces that are really creating doubt seem to be stronger. Mm. And some of us feel like these forces are pulling us down.
Mm.
The flesh is taking over and all kinds of things that are happening. And so Jude, he puts down the letter. And then he comes to something very profound, verse 24. And verse 25. By the way, for those who don't know, Jude is only one chapter. So he puts something very, very profound. He says, now to him.
Mm.
Now to him. who's able to keep you from stump and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Allow me, my brothers and my listeners, to share with you on the title, The Keeping Power of God. Keeping Power of God. Notice something in this verse, because what Jude is trying to emphasize to the believer, number one, is that God will keep you. He will keep you from stumbling. It is very, very important to understand that what Jude is trying to make it make the believers there to understand is that God has the ability. He has the ability to keep you. In other words, you don't have to keep yourself. You know, in other words, the secret is not to hold on to Christ. The secret is to allow Christ to hold on to you.
Come on.
Many people are trying to hold on to Christ, but Jesus says, no, no, you don't have to hold on to me. I will allow me to hold on to you. In this time, because you see, when Jesus holds on to you, nobody will remove you from him. But when you hold on to, when you try to hold on to him, forces of this world will push you away from Jesus. And so Jude saying, he says Jesus has the ability. He has the ability to keep you from stumbling. He has the ability, but he also not only has the ability, but he also has the willing. Jesus has the willingness to keep you, to keep me and you from falling. And I want to say to you, even during this time when everything seems to be negative, everything seems not to work, I've come to tell you today and remind you and encourage you, you don't have to worry, because he is able to keep you.
Come on.
He is able to keep you from something. And so, saints and my brothers and sisters, I want to say to you, in this day, in this time we're living in, we don't have to worry, because he is able to keep us.
Come on.
He's able to keep us, and he's willing to keep us. Guess what? And he has the power to keep us. His power is able to keep us even during this difficult time. Even during this difficult time, his marvelous power, his ability is able to keep us. No matter where you are in life, what is happening in your life, but just know that God is able to keep you. He's able to keep you even this year, even this month of love, this month where we're celebrating marriage. God is able to keep your marriage.
He's
able to keep your marriage. He's able to keep you alive. But more importantly, he's able to keep you from stumbling. In other words, you know what it means? It means you don't have to worry about stumbling, because somebody is keeping you. Many Christians, every day they wake up, they're worried if they're going to fall. I'm not worried if I'm going to fall, because I'm not keeping myself. I'm not worried if I'm going to fall, because he is keeping. Now, because he's keeping me, now I can relax and just relax in his hand. See, Jesus says, those which are in my hand, nobody will snatch them away.
Come on.
All what you to worry about, are you in his hand? If you're in his hand, relax. God is going to keep you. This is what I say to you today. The keeping power of God. But notice again what he says. He says, not only will he keep you from stumbling, but his power will present you before the glory of God. His power will not just keep you, but will present you before the glory of God. So, my friends, I just want to say, I want to say to you this. You've got to understand the message of grace. The message of grace is not us doing things. It's him doing things in our life.
Come on.
The message of grace is him doing things in our life. It's not us doing things. So, my brothers and sisters, you better quit trying to do something. You better quit trying to keep yourself and allow him to keep you. And I want to say to all of the listeners today, we don't have to worry now about keeping ourselves, because he himself says, I'm going to keep you from stumbling. I'm going to keep you from falling. But notice again what he says. He says, and his power will present us before the glory of God with great happiness. First he says, he'll present us with as blameless. But now he says, I'll present you with great happiness. So it is amazing that Jude is saying this to us, even at this moment, at this hour, this day. He's trying to encourage us that the keeping power of God is available to all to us today. This keeping power of God is still available. We don't have to worry. We don't have to, you know, have sleepless nights. If we're in Christ, those who are in Him. In fact, Jesus says, He says, my sheep know my voice.
Come on.
My sheep know my voice. And here's the point. If you are His sheep, you know, He knows your voice. You don't have to worry about keeping yourself. So if you woke up today, this morning, and you are worried, how are you going to keep yourself in Christ? I've come to encourage you and say, don't worry, He's keeping.
Come on.
Don't worry, He's going to keep you. It doesn't matter what is happening in your life, but one thing for sure is that God is going to keep you. Notice the verse, what the verse says. The verse talks about His glory, His majesty, His dominion, and His authority. In other words, He has all power.
Yeah.
In other words, He has all power to keep you. Nothing greater than God, my friend. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going to face, but nothing is greater than the power of God. Because the Bible says His majesty, His dominion, His authority, and His glory.
Mm.
You see, that's the God we serve. He has all the glory. He's a majestic God. He has all the dominion and the authority is on His shoulder.
Mm.
And so God is going to keep you, my friend. God is going to keep you no matter what is happening in your life, but God is going to keep you. Notice one thing as I go to closure now, you know, here in verse 24, He talks about keeping us His power strong, but here is something in verse 1. Notice, because you see, Jude does something amazing. Jude begins the letter and ends the letter with an assurance.
Yeah.
He begins the letter and ends the letter with an assurance that God is decisively our keeper. I hope you, I don't want you to miss that, because Jude begins the letter and ends the letter with one assurance. Another assurance that God is decisively our keeper. Let me go to verse 1. He says in verse 1, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father, and kept for Jesus, my goodness, and kept for Jesus. He says us in verse 1 and he ends again, that we are being kept. You see, he says, not only are we called and loved by Jesus, but we are kept for Him. We are kept for Him. What is keeping us? The power of God, the Holy Spirit, my friend, is keeping us. He's keeping us. He's keeping you. You don't have to worry. He's going to keep you from stumbling. He's going to keep you this year. He's going to keep you the entire year, 2022. And you don't have to worry with your Christian walk. God is going to keep you. He's going to keep your marriage. He's going to keep you. He's going to keep you from falling. He's going to keep you from stumbling. Just relax in His hand. He's got you under control. He's got you under control. So Jude is encouraging us this morning. He says, we are kept for Him, my brothers and sisters. We are kept for Him. We are set apart for Him. That's who we are. We are kept apart for Him. See, you see, when God keeps us, nobody's going to touch us.
Come on.
Nobody's going to touch you. Nobody's going to touch you. You don't have to worry, because God has got you covered. This morning, this afternoon, I just want to encourage you that God has got you covered. The keeping power of God is going to keep you. God bless you as you continue with the rest of the day. Just know that God is going to keep you. He's going to keep you until the month end of February. But not only month of February, He's going to keep you until the end of the year.
Amen.
Because His keeping power,
Amen.
His keeping power knows no limit. He is our God, our keeper.
Wow.
Amen.
Oh, wow. Mfundisi, talking about keeping power of God, we're going to keep you with us here because we have a few comments and a few questions and a few additions after this beautiful song by Shelley Sees That You Did It All. After this, we are keeping Pastor Zondi with us. We're keeping Pastor Zondi with us here, and we're continuing after this song, You Did It All, Shelley Sees That.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7:29 a.m.
Yebo kunjalo. You're listening to the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. And on the other side of our line, we have Bishop or Dr. Sipho Zondi with us.
Yeah,
he's the bishop. He's a general overseer. And we just want to appreciate Tinka for the beautiful message, Psalm 16. Verse 8 in the TPT, it reads, because you are close to me and always available, my confidence will never be shaken. For I experience your wrap-around presence every moment. Talking about keeping power of God.
Yeah,
that indeed we are kept by Him. Mfundisi, I love the fact that in your introduction you used, you know, what is in the public discourse right now. You use what is out there. A lot of people are starting now to doubt, you know, the institute of marriage or going into marriage because of what is happening out there. But we, as children of the Most High God, we need not to be moved by such, because we have a God, we have Jesus who keeps us no matter what happens. You know, the Bible says that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, but abides forever and ever. You know, when you look into Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, it talks about us running this race, you know, but that we should look unto Jesus. Jesus is our example as children of the Most High God. Jesus is our comfort in times such as this. Mfundi Swami, Mina, I heard you and I heard you very well. I'm just going to give Lindiwe just to say her piece, but I have a question, Mfundisi, that what causes us that, you know what, when we know such truths that you've just said and what I've just declared right now, that we find ourselves that as believers or children of the Most High God being shaken by things that are done by, you know, that are being portrayed out there by the world. I don't want to say unbelievers, by the world. How, why is it that we then get so easily affected? What is the cause of that? Let me just hand over to Lindy.
I'll just answer the question, then whatever.
You know, I think the answer is in the verse itself. You see here when Jude in verse 24, he says, now to him who is able. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he who comes to him must first believe that he is. So the revelation of who God is important.
Amen.
Once you get the revelation of who God is, who Christ is, you know, here you can see here this letter is written by somebody who's not just his brother, but really a deeper revelation of who God is. And by the way, Jude qualifies to write this statement. He had seen God.
Yeah.
He had seen God keeping. He had seen God keeping. I mean, he lived at a time of serious persecution.
Mm-hmm.
He writes this letter at the end of his life. He had seen God keeping in the midst of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
He has gone through all kinds of challenges, and now, basically, he's writing a testimony.
Mm.
He's saying now they, so he is not speaking if he's able. He's making a statement, for who God is, but a statement from an experience working with God.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the thing which is very critical. You know, you have to have the revelation of who God is. You know, in order to make this statement, say now they. In other words, what Jude is saying here is that in the midst of all things, but there is one who is able.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is one who is able, you know. And this is what is critical for all of us as believers, is our personal relationship with Jesus and our revelation of who Jesus is.
Come on.
And we will give us that assurance. Give us an assurance. Not just church membership, church attendance. I'm talking about the revelation of who Jesus is. A personal relationship, having an encounter with Him. You know, having an encounter with Jesus, having an encounter with Him. And when you have that encounter, you are able to know that, look, greater is He who is in me. He is in the world. This is what Paul is putting it nicer. He says, greater is He who is in me. You know. In other words, he looked at the world and he saw everything, but then he made a conclusion that greater is He who is in me.
Yeah.
So here is the thing which I want to say to all of us. This clear understanding of who Jesus is and of who God is, and not only who God is, His ability. Because remember, all dominion, all authority. Is in Him. So now knowing who God is, gives you a peace and an assurance that if I serve the creator of the universe, who created just by the word, if I serve that God, then the matter I'm facing is just too small for him.
Yeah. Come on. Amen.
Indeed.
Yeah, no. For me, this is just a timely word. As you said, that Mfundisi just brings this word after what is happening, you know, in social media. And it's a very timely word, because I believe that a whole lot of people, in a way, they are questioning, or their faith may be, you know, they are questioning their faith, or they might be slowly but surely losing their faith. And but for you to come today, Mfundisi, and declare this word, that as you know, that we need to be reminded that there is someone who keeps us, and that's our God.
Amen.
And I mean, he's all powerful, all authority, power belongs unto him. So we need not be shaken, you know, with the things that are happening all around us. We need to be reminded. And for me, I am so excited that you know, God gave you this word. It's a timely, it's a relevant word. And I trust that our believers, you know, they are stirred up, their faith is stirred up, that, you know what, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm thank God that I'm being reminded today that I have someone on my side, someone backs me up, and that's God. And if God backs you up, I mean, nothing that you go through should ever, ever shake you, because the Lord is your keeper. And I love the fact that he also, you know, the word says in Isaiah 26, verse 3, that he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed, you know, in you. Let our minds at all times stay in God. Let's allow the word of God, you know, have a final say, you know, in our lives. So Mfundisi, I'm really, really glad, and for the fact that you were able to answer that question, that what could be causing us, that as believers we allow things to shake us. And you talk about having a personal relationship with God. When you are confident in, you know, in God, whatever that you go through will not move you, will not shake you, will not, you know, overwhelm you, will not, you know, cause you to experience depression, because you know that my God, you know, my God is with me. So for me, Mfundisi, I'm so happy, I'm excited, I can't hold myself right now, because it's a relevant word.
You see, the believers who are going to struggle during this time is those who are holding on to Jesus. Those who are holding on to Jesus are going to strive. But those who have allowed who have allowed him to hold on, to hold them on, there is a difference. You see, the Son is put it nice. He says, "He leads me. He leads me. He leads me to green pasture. He is the one with me. I'm just
following.
You know, he says he leads me. In fact, the psalmist says that the steps of a righteous man
are ordered."
Are ordered, you know. Here's the thing: a life that is not totally surrendered to Christ, not totally surrendered to Christ, in these times will struggle. So here's the thing we want to say to all of us today: is allow him to have a hold. Allow him to have a hold on you. You see, Paul put it nicely in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I think it's verse 8 and 9. He says he will sustain you to the end. I think it's verse 8. He says, he will sustain you to the end. He will sustain you to the end. That's the God we serve. He is the God. He sustains the ones he has called.
Amen.
He sustains the ones he has called. In Romans chapter 8, I think it's verse 10, he says, those whom he predestined, he also called.
Come on.
And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. None of the called are lost. All are kept.
Amen.
There is a rock solid truth by Paul and Jude. Let me repeat again, in case you miss it. None of the called get lost.
Sure.
The called are kept.
Come on.
That's it, my brother.
Mfundisi,
he will keep you.
Yeah.
Mfundisi, you've said a mouthful. You've spoken the truth. And one thing I know, as Lindy was said, this is a timely word. I remember as we were talking about the show, and I said, Mfundisi, what God has laid in your heart, And this is a timely word, and I believe our listeners or our listener out there who was beginning to doubt where she is or where he is, beginning to doubt whether this thing works or it doesn't work. You came here sent by God to come and reassure us and remind us of the fact that God is the one that keeps us, and he's able. He's able to keep us. Not just, you know, it's just a cliche or something that we can say that, no, God is a God can keep us. But he's able. Jude said he's able, and you have rightly put it, that Jude qualifies to say, you know what, he's able because he has seen him, doing that and keeping us. And Mfundisi, I just want to ask you or request that you pray for a listener out there who's actually going through some stuff or beginning to doubt, that may he be reassured, may she be reassured of the power that God has to keep him or her. Before we let you go, Mfundisi.
Okay, you know, it's my honor to do so. Let us pray. My Lord and my Father, we come before your throne of grace. Confident.
Yes, Lord.
Because we know, oh God, that what Jesus did for us on the cross, the finished work of Calvary, is enough, oh God, for us to come before your throne. So, Father, thank you for the privilege that we're able to come to you to present our request and to present our son. So, Father God, this afternoon, we just want to thank you firstly.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for life. Thank you for for Jesus who died for us. Thank you for his blood. Thank you for the victory on Calvary. Because of that victory, we too have the victory. Thank you, God, for directing us. Thank you that our ways are directed by you. Mighty God. Because our ways are directed by you, mighty God, we are assured that the future is bright. So, Father, I just want to thank you for my brothers and sisters who are listening now with part of this trip, especially. Thank you for those who, when we started, they were doubting, but encouraged by your word. So, Father, for assuring us today that you are keeping them from starting.
Yes, Lord.
We want to thank you, God, to be assured that you have everything under control. My Father, we are so relaxed in your hands because we. The ultimate result, it is our favor.
Yes.
So, Father, it's for the who's going to at this. Lord, I want to pray and pray. My God, it looks like they're not like my God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, even though, you know, the line was breaking, but I know that the heavens have heard. I know that prayer knows no distance, that the Lord indeed has answered, you know, the cries of his people and has answered the prayers that you have prayed. He said, call unto me and I will answer. Anytime you call upon the Lord, he always answers. Mfundisi, thank you so very much for your precious time. Thank you for so very much for allowing God to use you, especially at such a time as this. May God continue to bless you and keep you.
Let me release this word. This just dropped my spirit now. Now that you just asked me to pray, and I was praying.
Yes.
Just 30 seconds. You know, the psalmist says he leads me to greener pastures. You know, you've got to underline. He talks pastures.
Yeah.
And there might be somebody who feels like there's a door that has just been closed.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the shepherd, when he shepherds the sheep, when the pasture is dry, he takes them to another pasture.
Yeah.
He takes another pasture. All what you must relax is God is continuously leading you to greener pastures. really somebody now says, I feel like I'm in a dry land, allow him to lead you. Mm. He will take you to another pasture.
Come on.
This is our Lord, we say. He has many pastures that are already ready for us.
Mm.
Those that dry out, he takes us to other ones.
Come on.
He's always taking us to greener pastures.
Mm.
So I just want to assure you, my brothers and sisters, you may be listening now and feeling that you're in a dry land, in a dry season. Remember, he's leading you. You know, where David says, even though I go through, even though I go through, not go to, go through.
Come on.
You might be in a situation, you're not going to that situation, you're going through it.
Mm.
But it's going to take you to another pasture.
Amen.
There are a lot of pastures in the kingdom of God.
Mm.
We don't ever run out of pastures.
No.
When the one pasture's time is winter time, it will take you where there is a summertime.
Mm.
That's our God. Just relax. In your own way.
Amen.
Yeah, Lindy.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
That's it. I'm telling you. Mfundis, thank you so very much.
Yes.
May God continue to bless you, Mfundis.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Till next time.
And my sister, thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Amen.
Of course, Mfundis. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, bye.
Yeah, Lindy, that's all we have for today.
Yeah, hey.
We're still enjoying, and I tell you, it's so refreshing. The word of God is indeed sweeter than honey. In a honeycomb. Your final words, man.
Yeah, so much, hey. And I wanted to read the scripture that Mfundisi quoted. First Corinthians 1 verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
It says, he will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. I mean, it says, the Lord will keep you strong to the end. He will sustain you. So the only thing that you need to do is holding on to Jesus. Don't allow whatever that is happening, you know, all around you to shake you, you know, to bring about discouragement upon your life. But remember today that the Lord is your keeper.
God is your keeper.
Amen.
I tell you, child of God, God is your keeper. That's all that we had time for today, sent by God your way. Thank you for tuning in to the Father's Love Show on 729 AM K Pulpit. Just to hear the message from the Lord for you, to you, a timely way to say to you, you know what, I'm keeping you. I've got your back.
Yes.
I've got you covered. God has just come your way today as you have tuned in to remind you, to assure you that whatever that he has promised, that I'll be with you until the end of the age. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Says your mother and your father can leave you, but I will not forsake you. I'll be with you until the end of the age. Before the end of the age has come, child of God, be assured, be rest assured that God will never leave you nor forsake you. God is not in the feeling. God is not in the goosebumps that you feel. God is in you knowing that he is there. You know, in Hebrews it says, whoever comes to God must believe that God is. And that is the reward of them that diligently seek him. You must believe that God is. You don't have to feel goosebumps that God is there. You must just know that he is there. And because he is there, you know what? Everything is perfect. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy.
Yep.
In the presence of the Lord, there is liberty. In the presence of the Lord, there is all that we need. So, child of God, be rest assured that God's got your back. Continue to trust in him. Till next time, same place, same time. Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, Lindy. Lindy,
stay blessed.
Stay blessed.
I love you.
I love you, too. Are you talking about me or are you talking about the listeners? Okay.
Okay.
They are talking to you guys, not me. But anyway, I know she loves me. Bye.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. Please visit capepulpit.co.za.